Track 22. Extreme temperatures. Simone.
Well, it was when I was living in Cairo, and it was in the middle of the summer, so it was extremely hot, between 40 and 45 degrees Celsius, or about 104 to 113 degrees Fahrenheit. And stupidly, we decided to go dancing, and we went to this nightclub, and we must have danced for hours and hours, and it was very hot inside the nightclub, and we were sweating profusely, and by the time we came out, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we decided, oh, wouldn't it be a great idea to go to the pyramids to see the sunrise? So we jumped in a taxi, and the taxi was also pretty stuffy and hot, and we must have been starting to dehydrate at this point. Anyway, we got to the pyramids, and the sun was just starting to come up. And in Egypt, as soon as the sun comes up, the temperature rises dramatically. But we were so excited to see the pyramids that we decided just to go and walk and see. At this point, a man approached us and asked us if we wanted to borrow or rent his motorcycle. And so we said yes. So my friend and I, we jumped onto the motorcycle and raced out into the desert, only to find after about 10, 15 minutes that the motorcycle was kind of old, and suddenly it broke down. So we were miles from anywhere and had to push this motorcycle to get back. I was the one at the back pushing the motorcycle, and of course I was using lots of energy. I was losing a lot of fluid, and it was getting hotter and hotter. Anyway, we ended up having to walk back to the town to give the motorcycle back to the man. And by this time, we were really fed up and tired and very hot, so we decided to go home. By the time we got home, I started to feel a little bit strange. I had a bit of a headache, and I decided to go straight to bed. Anyway, I woke up about half an hour later, feeling pretty confused and sick, a little bit nauseous, and I realized that my brain wasn't working properly, and that, in fact, I probably had heat exhaustion. Anyway, it wasn't very pleasant, and it was a lesson in what not to do in such hot temperatures. I've never done that again. I always carry my salt tablets with me.